this is Georgina from the First Years. Okay, hello, George. What we're doing today is just a quick catch up and discussing exhibition plans. Yep. So, fill us in.
What's been happening? Have you got a plan?
I mean, yeah, I have a design sheet for what I hopefully want it to look like.
Let's go on then. I'm liking the fat sketchbook. This fills me with joy.
So you can obviously like flip these up there in the way, but that's kind of...
Okay. So you're going to have some wallpaper, your chair.
And the lamp was like an add-on, but I'm not...
Is anything else happening with the chair?
I was thinking of printing on it.
Pink.
Yeah.
We were going to make a pillow. Seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little one that you tie on.
Yeah. I've done that, but it does have patterns on it. But I could still print on it, or unless I print on the actual chair.
The fabric's got patterns already.
Where did you get the fabric from?
Just downstairs.
Is there no plain stuff?
Not of the colour that I was like wanting, no.
I thought the idea was that you were going to print your lino cuts on the fabric and then make a seat cover with that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but there was like no fabrics down there.
You might have to buy some.
Or if you've got a white bed sheet at home, bring it in with some dye. We'll dye it the right colour and then you print on it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Or an old t-shirt. It's only a child's.
It's only Diddy.
It's only Diddy. You only need a small amount of fabric in reality. You know, Dunelm's is just down the road.
They sell fabric.
Pretty cheap.
Okay.
you might find something down there that is appropriate. Sometimes you do have to financially invest in your education. it's just what you have to do, particularly at this point, if you want to achieve the grades, which you're more than capable of. So this wallpaper, you've been doing some printing, I suppose.
Yeah, previously.
Okay. You say previously. Does that mean that your idea on that has changed about how to get this pattern together?
Well, I was thinking like the background pattern of it I do on Photoshop and kind of copy and paste it and then print on top with birds, but I'm not sure if I like print first and then...
Why not just print them, scan those in?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Might be a wise idea. Because this type of printing medium takes a little while to dry as well. I'm just thinking, practically speaking, it might be a better idea to assemble it all digitally.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And then it's just done.
For the wallpaper.
For the wallpaper. Yeah. And then you'll have actual physical printing
on the chair
and possibly on the lampshade as well. Now, in terms of this lampshade, have you got a lampshade?
Yes.
Did you get it from
I don't think it's like the right... I haven't been there yet, but...
Okay.
I mean, the lampshade was like an add-on if I had time.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea because it sets more of a home scene as opposed to a chair and some wallpaper. Gives it a bit more depth.
Yeah.
But you said you've got one, but you're not sure about it?
Yeah.
Is it here at the college?
No.
Okay.
Can you bring
I can go charity shopping after college if we finish early.
Yeah.
Do it. You're finishing at 2:45.
Yeah. Go scour the charity shops for some cheap.
You'll find some for sure at Acorn.
Yeah. So these birds, where is the final design for the motif?
I mean, I was thinking...
Is it this one you want to use?
Yes.
You had adapted that one.
Yes, I have made it like a singular, and I've also got blocks for layers, but I haven't really printed that and tested it.
Need to do that as soon as possible.
Yep.
Because then, like, assembling your wallpaper digitally is going to be relatively quite quick. We'll just have to do some checking on tessellation. Because like with Lily's wallpaper there, which was a student a year or two ago now, maybe last year she was here. When she designed that, when we then started putting it on the wall to try and pattern match it, we realised that the tessellation wasn't quite right. So we just need to sort of like make sure that, you know, we've got that pattern correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's like, it's a nice idea. Just need to see it now.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can manage this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
You do work quite hard.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Are you here for your self-directed studies now?
Well, I mean, I wasn't in yesterday, but I will be.
Good. Use the time wisely because it's running out.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so definitely final designs and motifs in there. Some swatches and experiments. What would be good is to see some evaluation going on some of these pages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do you write about them on your blog?
I mean, not these ones yet, but...
All you need is this.
Post-it with a couple of points on there.
That's all you need. Even bullet points.
Good, bad,
I occasionally do, but, like, not with everything.
Get into the habit.
Okay.
So, good. Bad. Change. You know?
Yeah.
What's working? What isn't? And if you were to do it again... How would you do it differently?
Okay.
Yeah?
So when your practical skills, you put nothing up since the 23rd of March when we did colour theory. You've done a lot since then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've done loads of linos. You've done loads of gel printing. You've done some collage. Get some stuff up on there.
Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just the consistency, I think. You do it in certain areas, but it's not consistent.
I think for you, you've got nothing on evaluation and reflection, and I know you do this.
Yeah, I've just read some.
So, yeah.
Take a photograph of it.
Get these up on. You've already done the work. You just need to put it up on the blog. This is what the UAL is marking you on your grade. They won't see your sketchbook. They'll only see pictures
not
you put
up. Not physically, exactly. Please don't edit anything.
Yeah.
Just... even if you don't like it, what you've done.
Like, this is perfect. Paper making. Get this up on your practical skills.
Mm-hmm.
Do a reflection on it.
Mm-hmm.
I like this process. It's not working. It won't suit what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
Yeah.
That's kind of really enough. Yeah. Didn't work out. But this is perfect.
It's a little bit superficial.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah? Like, it didn't work out because... you know, every student I have this problem with, very good at making statements, but then not doing the because bit.
Yeah.
You know, sort of like writing down what has actually gone wrong, like didn't work out fully because, you know, it's the wrong type of medium, it was a too busy surface. I don't know, you know, but you have to do the becauses of things.
The reasoning.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. You're very, very capable. Georgina, and you know, there's some beautiful things in here. Just need to get a little bit hotter on.
Yeah.
You know, if we were just marking on practical, you'd be absolutely fine. But unfortunately, we mark against context and research and planning and reflection. And if all of those things aren't at the same level, you get assessed on your lowest grade, which is... you know, it's a mastery model. That's what it's called from UAL, okay?
Yeah.
It's not like an accumulative thing where we average out the grade.
Yeah.
It's like it's an all or nothing,
mm-hmm.
yeah? And it would be such a shame, because you're very, very capable, to let yourself down with silly things like not doing enough evaluative annotations as you're going.
And
that
for you, this is one of the best sketchbooks we've seen from the first years, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
You do the work.
Yeah.
It's
you're
nice it's
you're
nice
great.
To see one that's like very, very close to being full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's lovely.
It's the first one we've seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So keep it up. Just
yeah.
make sure you translate everything onto your blog.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my hardest part is
don't
writing up.
Don't let yourself down.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be one piece, so it can be done in bullet points.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to read one piece. My dyslexic brain won't let me.
Same. So maybe today for the blog spot you can go back through your sketchbook.
Yep.
Look at where you've got your reflections and evaluations, because so far there's nothing on this bit.
Yeah, it's harder that now that it's like more areas.
I know it's tricky, and it's not something that we wanted to do for you. It's something that the OAL wanted for their lives to be made easier.
Yeah.
They're not sending people over it.
Thank you, George.
Thank you. Do you want me to send up?